This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a giant patriotic Christmas tree is set ablaze by arson in New York City. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
During the evening of December 7th, the 50-foot Christmas tree in front of the Fox News headquarters in New York City was engulfed in flames. The tree, decorated with red, white, and blue patriotic ornaments, was destroyed, and police have arrested a 49-year-old man on charges of criminal mischief, arson, and trespassing. Fox News host Shannon Bream told viewers what was happening on air as firefighters were putting out the flames. She said, "This is the Fox Square in New York, outside of the Fox headquarters. It appears that our giant Christmas tree there, just a couple of minutes ago, was completely engulfed in flames. The fire department was able to control the fire and extinguish the flames. Police found a lighter on the suspect, but have not said if there was any extra fuel added to the fire." Fox News Media CEO Suzanne Scott communicated to staffers through a memo that, "We will not let this deliberate and brazen act of cowardice deter us," and that the new tree would replace the charred remains of the old one, as a message that there can be peace, light, and joy even in a dark moment like this. After the replacement tree is erected and then decorated, Fox will have a lighting ceremony for the new tree. Presumably, there will be even more vigilant protection for the new tree.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.